Seattle Mayor-elect Jenny Durkin will be taking office a little earlier than usual. There have been a lot of transitions at City Hall lately, so 88.5's Simone Aliseo wanted to find out what happens between winning an election and taking the oath of office.
Normally, newly elected officials wouldn't take office until January, but with the resignation of Ed Murray as mayor and Tim Burgess's appointment, things are a little sped up, which means Mayor-elect Jenny Durkin isn't just thinking about campaign promises.
I'm also looking as to how we get this government stood up by November 28th and moving on.
That was Durkin announcing her transition leadership last week. She has since announced a 61-person team to help her figure out how to start implementing her ideas on housing and homelessness, and also how best to manage some 11,000 employees in about 35 different departments. That's where Seattle City Clerk Monica Martinez-Simmons comes in.
You know, the information is so important, whether it's what you need to know about, you know, managing your public records, what you need to know about process. Process is so key in this environment.
Think of the clerk's office like the air traffic controller of local government. She and her staff help keep everyone, from city officials to the public, informed on what the city is doing and how they should be doing it. This year, they only have a few weeks instead of a couple months to get new officials on board.
Well, I can tell you, our office has been especially busy. Because, again, preparing their orientation materials, planning for farewells, planning for the official oaths of office.
Seattle isn't just getting its fourth mayor this year. The city will also be swearing in a new council member, Teresa Mosqueda, as soon as election results are certified on November 28th. Then they'll be sworn in again, along with other city officials elected this year in mid-January. Simone Aliseo, 88.5 News.